I would love to know how you guys got started.
It's a long process. Brendan, you take this one. Yeah.
Sorry, Patrick. This is me here. I'm Brendan. Well, Bomb Bazaar has been a pretty interesting adventure. I'd say it started actually. It started with our previous singer, and that was about 3 years ago, right? It was about 3 years ago, and it was actually a completely different lineup than we have right now. And it was just myself. She joined the band, and then we wrote an entire album and played about 50 or 60 shows all in about 1 year. So we were pretty, like, kind of got off the ground, hit the ground running there. We had a number of lineup changes, and then we ended up with Paco, our bass player. He came in, and then we lost our drummer, and then we ended up with Zach, and then Ashley, our previous singer, had some personal things she had to deal with, so we were without a singer. We were without a singer for a year. We spent that entire year writing a completely new album of material with just the instrumentation. And then the lovely Leah joined us a few months ago, and then we scratched all that material, and then now we've written almost an entirely new album in the past 3 months.
Okay. What do you guys think Leah brings to the table that you didn't have before?
Amazing talent.
Well,
I would say my specific answer to that is maybe a stronger stronger understanding of harmony and melody. That was like on a specific level. I'd say maybe increased self-confidence probably would be another one.
Yeah. This is Zach, drummer. I would say that Leah brought a lot more range. I think we were kind of stuck in a certain area with our previous singer. And Leah has a lot more strength and power in her vocals, which allows for a lot of variety within our new material, so that you're not getting the same thing on every song.
Okay. Leah, you were without a band for a little while. You were in These Arms Alone, and you were bouncing around a little bit. I mean, this sounds very different from These Arms Alone. How do you feel right now?
I mean, this is the happiest I've been on a human level, and then also, like, on a music level. These guys are absolutely amazing, and they're super open to any ideas circulating in my mind. Or we're very respectful of each other in that regard, but we'll definitely tell each other when it's complete snot sounding. So it's just artistically the most satisfying experience that I've had musically, I think. So
okay.
And I appreciate the sound difference as well, because I feel more versatile with them and less cornered. Yeah.
Okay. Paco, bass and drums are always the foundation of a good rock band. What do you think you bring to the table?
Putting me on the spot. I guess I would say I'm very lucky, very fortunate to be with the individuals that I am, and the other yin to my yang, which is, you know, the drummer here, that we get along very, very well, and we just have an understanding, like, we're pretty much in our own little world most of the time. And we can, you know, talk without talking. That's how we get these, like, beats and bass lines down. So, you know, I'm just the other half of the coin, I guess.
Okay, These Walls is your first, I don't want to say single, but your first release. It's pretty rocking. It's got a bunch of things going for it. You know, I love the vocals. I love everything there is just working. Like, you guys have little sections in the song where everyone kind of gets to shine in a way. What was the process going into writing this?
This was the first song we wrote, actually. I remember when I came in to meet these guys, we just jammed, and the chorus to These Walls just came out that night. And then the next time we met, we all agreed to just work on that song. So we wrote that song in about a day and a half. I mean, a rehearsal and a half. So a few hours. I mean, yeah, just, it was the most natural one. Our first, our baby. So.
So how do you go from that to the next song? I mean, if you're that connected to the first song, and it's that good, because it is. I mean, These Walls is pretty damn good. How do you how do you feel going into the second song? Do you feel kind of almost a little anxious, or are you a little scared that you're not going to be able to top it? How are you guys feeling going into, you know, writing more stuff?
I feel that with every song that we write, we always want to top that song for ourselves. When we write a song and we take a step back and listen to them, we're like, wow, yeah, you know, I think we did a good one. We always set out for the next song and say, so what can we do to make this song even better than that song, and so on and so forth, and we just keep writing and keep doing what we can to better the music.
I also think for us, with having Leah come in, we noticed that she just had a way different voice than our previous singer, and we really wanted to kind of figure out all the places that we could take it. So when we kind of went to the next song, it was more like, you know, what are some of the other areas we can conquer with the same voice that she has, and kind of, like Paco said, you know, build up, make it better, but at the same time kind of going a bit of a different direction. And I would say that the majority of our material right now is just a huge exploration of what the band is capable of.
Okay, how would you pitch yourselves to a record executive or to someone that might be interested in, you know, playing a part in your development? How would you describe what Blonde Bazaar brings to the table?
I think what we bring to the table, well, we bring a few things, but I think one of the big things that sets us apart is any night of the week in LA, you could go see some set of bands, and I guarantee we're going to be the only band putting on any kind of performance to speak of. You know, you see most bands, and they're so introverted, they're so absorbed in themselves. I think they completely forgot. How to wow the audience and how to really make a spectacle. I think most bands focus so much on being musicians that they forgot to be entertainers. And I think entertainment makes money. So I think that I could make the argument that we could be a highly profitable band simply because we entertain people like most bands don't know how to do. You know, it seems like bands forgot how to do that. I think that's our big thing, is that we're an experience, and we're not just a package of songs. We also have a pretty strong brand. We know what we want to look like. We know how to present ourselves. We're confident on stage. We're confident on camera. We have a very well put together brand, and we have a good marketing and branding strategy. So when people see a show, or they hear our name, or they see our packaging, or they see our branding, we're pretty sure they're going to remember it. We're pretty sure it's going to stick in their heads. We've put a lot of energy into making sure we get stuck in people's heads. I think these are things bands don't generally think about, and we put just as much energy into those things as we do with our music. And I think a record executive would actually love to hear those things. I think that means dollars for him.
How important do you guys think social media is in keeping your band afloat and getting the word out?
How important is social media?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it seems to be essential
Bands, musicians, artists, whatever you want to use. We're actually very fortunate right now to be in the age where technology is so, you know, it's expanding tremendously. And the good thing about social media is it lets you get your art out to so many people in so many different regions of the world that it's a little harder, you know, to actually physically get yourself to. But the music, you know, gets there, and everybody can, you know, listen and tune in, tune out, and have fun.
Okay, speaking of fun, let's have a little bit of fun. Now, you guys are extremely well-rounded. I mean, there's tinges of rock, pop, soul, dance, electronica in your music. What is one song on each of your iPods that you're kind of ashamed to have but love it anyway?
I'm trying to think. I have so many. You know, there might be a few, you know, Spice Girls tracks that come on in the shuffle. You know, it just makes me want to dance, puts me in a good mood.
Nobody's copping out on me, right?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. What I do love about our band is when you talk to everybody, they all are in completely different, like, corners of music. We all, like, there are certain bands we all, like, agree are really good bands and are centralized bands that maybe, like, we could, like, take a lesson from, but we all come from way different corners, and therefore we bring, like, a lot of different things to a song, and I think that's why you see so much diversity in these walls, because it's always been a huge group process to write these songs. We kind of sit there, somebody pops out an idea for maybe a verse, and then we all slowly work on it, and, you know, it's usually we finish the song in a couple of days, but it's a whole month of being like, yeah, but what about this? Because each of us have these different influences that keep changing the song.
Well, let me just say that the one on my iPod, that's probably, like, way less analytical about their music would be, I'm sorry to say this, Fred Durst, but...
Oh, yes!
It's definitely Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Counterfeit. And something that I'm also ashamed of, a little bit of Nookie. Just a little bit. Not enough to be a slut, but just a little bit.
I have a special fondness for Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
He gets clowned a lot, but he actually does have strong musical roots that haven't really been appreciated in the last 20 or 30 years. But he is an amazing musician. Not many people know that. And that is an amazing
Rod Stewart. Incredible fun. That's something you'd be ashamed about. Fred Durst or something where you should be
hanging
your head
low. I agree with you.
So what are your long-term goals as a band? What do you really want to get done?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll throw a few out there. One underestimated long-term goal that we have is simply longevity. That's a good one. That's something a lot of bands lack, is just our ability to stay together and to not want to kill each other and not fall apart. I think some other long-term goals we have is we want to I want to see our music become fairly prolific in film and video games. I think we'd all love to see that.
And tour. We definitely want to tour this year. Get on a nice tour. That's a goal.
Yeah, we want more than a few memorable tours. You know, we want many of those, and I think all these things actually in our priority list are going to trump just numbers. You know, we're not just trying to rack up SoundScan numbers. We don't want to just, like, sell a bunch of CDs. I think that actually comes second to these other things, which ultimately are going to bring us more enjoyment and probably fans, too. And I also think one of our biggest things, and I know Brendan touched on it a little bit earlier, is the type of show that we have. We really want to, like, one of our biggest goals is to have a very ambitious kind of experience for the audience that includes a lot of different media, whether it be, you know, the backdrop of, like, a film or the lighting schemes that we choose, the type of intros that we have, and different things we have between songs, just to kind of keep the crowd entertained
at all times and allow them to walk away being like, you know,
that was an experience.
Yeah, that was an experience. The same way you might walk away from a really good film.
We tell a story musically, but also we want to tell the story visually, utilizing all the senses. I think it's more impactful when seeing a show. Every part of you is impacted. Every part of you is moved. That's what we want to do.
Okay, Brendan, you guys have gone through a couple of different lineup changes. What do you think makes this lineup change the steady one? How is this one going to be different from the other ones?
Oh, man. Well, there's many, many answers to that, but I'll just give you a few important ones. I think we have a band of highly rational and sensible people, which is actually a big deal. We have a band whose self-destructive tendencies are fairly minimal compared to past members.
Yeah.
And I think this is the most motivated lineup that this band has had, and actually some of the more motivated musicians that I've personally even worked with. So those things I think go a long way towards any kind of team effort.
In which sense?
Yeah. So one simple thing being like we're gonna all stay alive, you know, for the next 2 years, and that's been a concern in the past. So just the fact that we're gonna stay alive is actually gonna help us.
Just alive, behind.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you guys want to say about the about your current project that we haven't touched base on yet?
Just check out. Keep your ears open for more. I mean, the other material is just so rad. We have a ballad. We have high adrenaline. We have mid-tempo. I mean, there's a lot of versatility within this sound, and we're very excited. We're very excited.
I'd say also people need to see us live. No matter how far you have to travel,
yeah.
It'll be worth your time and money.